Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donnie Football coming up at noon. He predicted it probably a month ago, maybe, that the Ravens would be in first place by Thanksgiving. And here they are. In the meantime, 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And you can listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. You too. Are the Steelers going to make the playoffs? Yes or no?
No, I don't think they're a playoff team right now. No, they're not playing like one.
No, they're not going to make the playoffs. This was the nail in the coffin.
Still hope they do, because it's still going to be fun to watch if there is a game, and they could probably try to end this streak that's gone on too long. But based on how they're playing and all the crowdedness around them, I don't think so.
Should I still say yes, Bob? I'm scared.
Say what's in your heart, Joe.
What's in my heart is no, but I think they're going to beat the Bills. Have you seen the Bills?
That's a good observation. The Bills have been just horrid of late.
And I think their wide receivers aren't getting open either.
If you watch them, Josh Allen sometimes has nowhere to go because nobody's open. So, yeah, I mean, if they win that game, it changes a lot of the dynamics.
A lot of this depends. I think here's what I would say, and I know I said yes or no. So right now I'll say yes. Because here's why. Now we can elaborate. Because I think this season's like every other, where there's going to be flashes where they fool us, but the truth will come out in the end when they don't come close to winning a playoff game. They're going to beat Buffalo. That's 7. They're going to beat Miami at home. That's 8. I think they're going to win at Cleveland. That's 9. And the whole season's going to depend on whether Baltimore has things wrapped up. Going into that final season, it's become somewhat of a tradition, Bob, for the Ravens to play their freshman team when they play the Steelers, if they need to win, I don't think the Steelers make it.
Well, that it may come down to that final game. If they need to win, I think the Steelers at home can win that game, and they would get in. So it's still a lot of games left, and the way it's going, it's going to go right down to the very end. I think I'm looking at a scenario in Week 18 where, remember how teams played, and then they would stay on the field and watch the Jumbotron where somebody out west has to miss a field goal in the last seconds? It may be one of those years.
You know, it's going to get crazy.
You said they're going to win in Cleveland.
I'm not confident in that.
Could you imagine Shedeur Sanders leading a victory against the Steelers?
That's why I think the Steelers will win that game. You know,
I think they're going to win. Do you see Myles Garrett at 3 more sacks?
18. He's going to rip away all
the records. He's got 15 in the last 4 weeks. Five weeks.
He's on a tear, man. He is playing very well.
So it's Patriots, Broncos, Colts, and Ravens as the division leaders right now. Mm-hmm. Those are your top 4 seeds. Man, is it unbelievable. The Ravens were 1-5. The Steelers were 4-1. And Donnie was right. That's why he's joining us next, Bob. That's why he has a 10-figure salary. Then you have the Chargers at the 5th seed. I don't trust them.
Do you trust the Jaguars?
I don't. That's another reason I think the Steelers will still have a shot.
Trust the Texans.
Don't trust the... The Texans are rising, and so are the Chiefs. I trust them more than the Jags and the Chargers. And then you have the Bills and the Steelers. I think this is a playoff game.
I do, too.
I think the winner of this game will get a wild card. Do you agree with that, you two?
I can agree with that, yes.
And then it comes down, these are games that are so important, given the traffic here, that tiebreakers. And right now, Baltimore is ahead of the Steelers because they're 2-0 in the division. The Steelers are 2-1. But conference tiebreakers, when you're looking at the whole AFC, will come big.
Yeah.
These games, the next two especially, Buffalo, that'll be a tie-breaking situation. If they should beat the Steelers, they would be two games ahead of them with the tiebreaker in their pocket.
Right.
Now, so that's, you got to win that game. It's a playoff game.
Yes. You look at the Texans. I think that's the best defense in football. I do. Mm-hmm. Their problem is that even when Stroud was in, their offense stunk. They're not very good with Davis Mills, and here's their real problem. The next 2 weeks, Bob, and they're only 6-5, by the way, at Indy, at KC. Mm-hmm. That doesn't bode well. They still have two games against Indy, one at the Chargers and one at KC. So good for them that they have a great defense, but I don't know that they're going to get there.
Let me ask you this. Which of these division leaders won't end up as division leaders by the end of the year? Would it be the Broncos, who have a two-game lead over the Chargers? Would it be the Colts, who have a precarious one-game lead over the Jags, or the Ravens, or the Patriots? I think the Ravens are the ones.
Most vulnerable might be, you might be right with the Ravens. See, the Ravens, they've lost to the good teams. They've beaten the teams they should beat, and they haven't even done that very fluidly. So I still don't trust the Ravens. Do you?
I don't trust any of these teams. I think they all can fall apart, or somebody can go on a run here.
I still would take, if someone said, Joe, the playoffs start next week and it's any team in the AFC against the Chiefs and we're ordering you. It's a little angel, Bob, like a Faustian bargain, although probably not. Somebody said to me, you have to bet everything that's precious to you in the world on any team versus the Chiefs in a playoff game. Bob, with that on the line, I'm taking the Chiefs over every team.
Does it depend where they play it?
No. So I'm taking the Chiefs over every team right now, and they're not even in the playoffs. Playoffs?
Well, first of all, playoffs. I'm not going to bet everything that is precious to me on anything. I think the Chiefs are going to get there. I've said that all along. They're going to right the ship and figure out a way. I think it'll be at the Chargers' expense. This is because of Patrick Mahomes. He has some rough spots yesterday. No touchdown passes, but almost 400 yards passing, or 350, whatever it was. So he moved them down the field when they needed to.
Right.
Colts are going to regret that loss. That's a loss that's going to hurt the Colts in some way.
Look at the Chiefs. They've beaten Baltimore. They've beaten Detroit. And now they've beaten Indy. They lost to Denver by 3, Buffalo by a score, Jacksonville by 3, Philly by 3, and the Chargers by a score. Okay, so they didn't get bounces. They may be just as good as they were last year. I don't know, but when I watch them, it all looks very familiar to me. And it's actually sickening because they're going to play Houston at home, Chargers at home, Tennessee, Vegas, and then Denver at home. They're going to win 5 more games. They're going to win 10 or 11 games.
Yeah, I mean, it could very well be that way. I don't know. At this point, the Steelers are out of it, and they have to get into it, and the only way to do that is win these games in division specifically. If they beat the Ravens twice, I think they'll win a division.
Oh, yeah, but that, do you think that's going to happen?
Well, 2 years ago, they went 5-1 in the division. They can do it, but no, I don't think
it's going to
happen.
And still didn't win the division, I might add.
Right, but they can win these games. The question is, look at the Ravens next. This game on Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, will have a lot to do with this. Joe Burrow is supposed to play. He's not been their problem. It's their defense has given up ridiculous amounts of everything. If somehow, and last year you might remember they played on Thanksgiving night and it was a shootout that was won by, was it Cincinnati who won that game?
I can't remember.
But so if they should lose, it sets up Steelers-Ravens next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.